The Boston Symphony Orchestra has started to pack it in for the summer season. Tanglewood was being put into boxes bound for Boston.
I asked Andy to bring over if you guys had a hand truck or something over there. He says he's...
Oh, yeah. I'm just passing through on my way to the hall because we got Yo-Yo over there.
Right.
Tanglewood on parade and the 4th of July are just memories now, and it's stage manager John Demick's job to move the Boston Symphony Orchestra back to home base in Boston.
Normally this truck would be stacked from the nose to the tail and stacked, but we have to leave so many instruments behind.
They're packed into a 53-foot climate-controlled truck, but up until the final concert Sunday, Tanglewood is going to be swarmed with people.
We'll be sending stuff back in waves this year as opposed to mostly all at once.
On a recent morning, workers are putting extra chairs and music stands on the truck. They're dropped and tossed, moving from hand to hand. But right now, stagehands are methodically and carefully at work.
Currently, we're packing our cellos and basses.
It's like a really expensive game of Tetris, all on the back of an 18-wheeler.
They have values, some of them up to $2 million.
There have been some accidents during Demick's 17 years. And this year?
Better not. That's all I can say.
Lighting and sound equipment are eventually brought through the back of the shed, bound for Boston. The violinists, violists, many of the woodwinds and brass section will pack up their own instruments and take them home.
Once this truck is packed, actually the entire stage will be cleared. The chorus risers will come down. The stage risers will come down. We're going to send all that stuff to storage at Ozawa Hall because we have space on the stage, because after today, there's no more activity there.
In an interview before the move, Chris Ragomez, director of concert operations and assistant director of Tanglewood, reflected on summer's end.
Well, I was in the Army. It's a little bit more the end of basic training because it's so busy. I mean, not that basic training is bad and Tanglewood is great, but it's very busy. It's actually much busier than the normal season in Symphony Hall. We're so running around so much, we don't feel like summer camp.
Ragomez and BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe run a tight ship. By the end of the summer, all 100 orchestra members, a handful of administrative staff, and 30 other employees get ready for the fall. Volpe spoke with WAMC's Alan Shartok this week about the last hurrah.
The good news is we're coming back next summer, and next summer we'll be celebrating Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday, culminating in a massive TV show that'll be seen throughout the world. So we'll be taking the Berkshires, not just through the PBS network, but through Europe and Asia and all of that, with in celebration of one of the most iconic figures in the Berkshires, Leonard Bernstein.
Diana Ross plays tonight at 7, the Avett Brothers on Friday, Pete Townsend's classic Quadrophenia's Saturday, and the Boston Pops and Melissa Etheridge close the season out Sunday. The BSO resumes its Boston schedule September 22nd. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.